touch on the offensive possession. Podwalski, you know, in the Bomber alumni game, he was shooting those threes. Now he's maturing as a player.
Yeah.
Moving the ball really well for Mountain Home. Good to see that from him.
Here is Phillips with it. He's going to drill up to the top. Gives the tackles, and a foul is going to be called.
A flop warning.
Oh, okay.
We have a flop warning on Blaine Tate.
A flop warning.
Okay, wow. That's something I'm trying to get used to.
It's new. It's new this year.
Yes, it is.
They called on Anna McCarn in the girls' game against DeSoto Central. Girl just plowed her over, and Anna fell back. The guy called a flop. But
yeah.
First one's a warning. Second one's a technical foul.
All right.
More of the NBA game reaching its way to the high school ranks.
Yes, it is. Here is Hodges on the right side. He'll give it there to Phillips. Phillips dribbles up to the top. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Eccles. But he has the ball knocked away for a moment. He gets it back, goes up for the reverse layup. Good.
Wyatt Eccles.
He's tough to guard down there. Around that basket.
Especially Mount Home being undersized a little bit.
Blaine Tate pulls up for the jumper at the free throw line. No good. Podwalski chases down the offensive board. Gives it to Tate. He has the ball knocked away, and a foul's going to be called against the Rams. 6:07 left to play in the first half. White Eccles picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against the Rams. 17-11, Paragould up. Blaine Tate will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gives it to Gilbert. Up top to McClain. McClain's going to drill to the left elbow. Goes to the free throw line. Up top it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert drills to the left elbow. He pulls up for the jumper. No good. Podwalski with the board, but a foul's going to be called.
They get Paragould here.
Okay.
14.
That is 14. Kobe Hodges. No, they're going to get it to Podwalski?
No, it's 14 on Paragould,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. So it's going to be Jacoby Hodges.
Yep.
It's his first personal. Team foul number two against Paragould. The PA announcer, who we will not name, said Podwalski. So.
Decon.
Here is Gilbert with it on the left elbow.
You know he's loving it, too. NBA Arena.
Oh, yeah.
To announce.
Yep. His jumper won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Phillips. Ball goes back the other way. Craig with the three-pointer on the right side, and he gets it.
Rebound basket. Galen,
he has 6 points already, all from behind the arc.
You know, tough break there. Mount Home gets the offensive rebound, gets the foul, has an inbounds play. Unable to do that. Once again, we still have got 0 points off our offensive rebounds.
20-11, Paragould up. 5.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Ball goes into the paint to Corp. His basket goes up. Oh, it almost went in. Corp does draw contact, and so he will go to the line for a pair.
First foul, Paragould's number 13,
Delonte Batiste picks up his second personal foul.
Jackson Corp.
He said team second. I've got that as team's third. So I believe it is third. That's what the scoreboard says, actually. So Jackson Corp at the free throw line for the first time today.
Made it.
First shot is up and in. It's coming in for a Paragould. Looks like Eccles and Batiste both taking a seat. So coming in right now is, for the first time, Zach Flowers, a 5'8 sophomore. And also checking back in was Caden Sigmund. Corp gets both free throws. He has 5 on the day. And it's 20-13, Paragould leading.
Mount Home extending the pressure now, full court. Paragould beats it pretty good with passes through there.
And back the other way, Craig, this time his three-pointer misses everything and goes out of bounds.
That's that deep ball. I mean, he was a foot or two behind the three-point line and shot that ball up. It was a foot or two short.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, there's no second three-point line for high school on this court. It's just one NBA three-point line, and that's it. Here is Tate with it, gives it to McClain. He has it on the left elbow. To Tate near the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It will not go and goes high off the backboard, and it is stuck there between the backboard and the shot clock. So it will be Paragould's ball when they get the ball back.
Bringing another ball and play all the cameras and everything that's up behind the backboard. And they're trying to knock it out.
Yeah.
We're going to have a stoppage of play, it looks like, as they're going to try to get out. We're just going to go ahead and play with this other ball. That's what we're going to do, is play with the other ball.
Yep, okay. So 4:56, let's play in the first half. Paragould with the ball leading 20-13.
We're in the NBA arena. We got people that get that down for us, right?
Yes.
Come on.
Here is Craig with it. It to the front court.
Maybe it's their ball. We can leave it up there.
Yeah. He will throw it over to Flowers. Now ball goes on the low block to Sigmund. Back to Craig. He's going to try another three. This one a little short, but he's able to get his own rebound. We'll throw it back out pulling up for the three on the in the left corner was Chipman. He can't get it to go, and this time Corp gets the rebound. Back comes McLean with it. He has it on the low block. He's going up for the turnaround jumper. No good. Corp gets offensive rebound. He can't get to follow to go, but he's fouled once again, so he's going to go right back to the charity stripe.
Yeah, neither defense really is blocking out, Matt. 8 offensive rebounds for the Rams. Nine offensive rebounds for the Bombers.
I believe they gave that to Zach Flowers. That's his first personal foul, team foul number four against the Rams. Corp gets the first free throw, so that makes it a two-possession game once again. And he has one more to shoot. Corp's second shot, no good. A little short, but Podwaski gets offense rebound. He gives it to McLean. He's fouled on the way up. It won't go, and he's going to go to the free throw line for the first time today. Corbin Phillips with his first personal foul. And I believe that's actually the team's fifth foul. So Mountain Home's going to be shooting free throws for this half.
4:19 left in the half. They're going to have a lot of free throws up.
McLean with his first free throw up and in. And if he gets this next one, well, I almost forgot that Corp missed the second free throw. I was about to say it was going to be a one-possession game, but that's not quite the case. I believe Chipman just checked out of the game and didn't see who came in for him. McLean's second free throw won't go, and the rebound is controlled by, I believe, Phillips, who just checked back in. Ball goes over to Craig. He throws it down on the low block to Sigmund. He can't get the shot, and the rebound's controlled by Mount Home. Back quickly comes Gilbert. He finds Corp in the lane for the layup. Good.
Nice offense, defense, or defense lead to offense there. Mount Home got the ball out. Good. Tate off that rebound, got it at the ball quickly, and we got a quick timeout.
Yeah, it's a one-possession game as Jackson Corp has eight, and Paragould is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:54 left to play in the first half. It is Paragould leading Mount Home 20-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7. Well, so far, Brad, a good start for Jackson Corp. He's leading the way for Mountain Home with 8 points, and he's fine for a lot of rebounds, too.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job for Mountain Home down low. And, I was unable to make the north side game, but I heard he played pretty well down there in the north side game, too, being a big, strong body. And he's going to have to be that for the Bombers. Not having a post, Corp's going to have to be that guy. But he can also stretch some defenses being able to step out like he can.
It's 20-17, Paragould up, less than 3-4 minutes left to play in the half. Ball is over on the left side to Craig. And he's going to find Echols coming into lane. His layup won't go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 3:41 left to play in the first half. Tyler Podwaski, he said that that's Podwaski's second foul. I've only got that as his first. So he was his second first team foul against the Bombers here in the second quarter.
I think he gave that to remember that other foul for 14 for Paragould. He gave it to.
Oh, that's right. You're right. You're right. Echols' first free throw won't go. Podwaski checks out of the game as Ethan Rosa checks back in. So Echols with one more chance to make it a two possession game. Second shot is up. Good. He gets one of two. He now has eight on the day. Keep on saying the night, but so it's 21-17. Rams up. Here is McLean with it on the left side. Cross court to Gilbert. Down to Corp on the low block. He's going to go up for the shot. It'll be blocked, but he's going to go right back to the line.
Yeah, got it on Echols, I believe. Let's see who they got it on. If they got it dug it in, now they got number one.
Yeah, that's Gavin Craig with his first personal foul. Again, the Mountain Home already in the bonus, but he was on the way up anyway, so it would have been two shots regardless.
Yeah, I think they gave it to him on the floor when he caught it because Echols was straight up behind him. I was curious if it's going to be on Echols. If so, that's going to have him in pretty decent foul trouble, but they got number one digging in on him.
So far, Corp 3 of 4 from the line. Make it 3 of 5 as he missed the first one here. One more chance to make it a one-possession game with 3:29 left to play in the half. You can see our cheerleaders walking in.
Yeah, Lady Bombers just made it in front of them. Our cheerleaders are walking in. As Tate's going to come with the offensive rebound.
Yeah, Court missed the second free throw, but Tate did get the offensive board, and Mount Holmes going to set back up. Gilbert up top for the three-pointer. Good!
There we go. That's what we need those extra offensive possessions to lead to.
Red Gilbert with 5 points on the day, and it's down to a one-point game. And now a stoppage of play. Oh, they didn't start the shot clock.
Mm-hmm. That's not on us.
No.
That's Perigold folks running the clock, shot clock.
All right. So we're gonna do this. They're gonna inbound it again. As Phillips inbounds it to Craig. Back to Phillips. Back to Craig. He'll give it back to Phillips in the front court. Back to Craig.
And he's gonna
be called for the travel. Yeah, he was going to try to throw it to Phillips, but he wasn't expecting him to cut, so he kind of shoveled his feet there.
Yeah, he went to make that pass, and Phillips cut on him. And
Aiden Chipman's going to check back in as Galen Craig will take a seat. 3:05 left to play in the first half. 21-20. Mount Tom with a chance to take their first lead of the day. I don't know why the buzzer just sounded.
Random horn on the play.
Okay. Here is Tate giving it to Corp. He's going to pull up for the lead. Good! It's going to be a three.
Now home's starting to get hot now behind the arc. That's what our game is as we take the lead.
Jackson Corp and double figures with 11. Mount Holmes up 23-21. First lead change of the day. Here is Flowers with it. He'll give it to Chipman. To Phillips, down to Echols in the paint. Over on the over to Hodges. Back to Phillips. He's going to cut into the lane. He will throw it to Flowers in the left corner, for right corner. He's going to answer right back with a three of his own.
Nice inside-outside game for Paragolds.
Zach Flowers gives Perigo the lead back, 24-23, Rams up. Here is Gilbert's going to pull up for the jumper in the corner. No good. Offensive rebound from McLean. Goes back up, and then it got up and in, and Mount Tom's back on top.
Now we're starting to make possessions of these offensive rebounds. I love it.
25-24, Bombers up. A little over 2 minutes left to play in the half. Three lead changes so far. No ties. Ball goes down to Echols. He's going to dribble into the lane. Going to put up the hook shot. No good, and the rebound's controlled by McLean. He's quickly back the other way with it, finding Gilbert into the front court on the right side. Back to McLean. He has it there on the wing. He'll dribble up to the top. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that's one pass and a shot. That's not the offense that Coach Fulcher wants. Yeah, we're going to have to shoot the ball well. Yeah, we're going to have to take on the open shots when we get them. But one pass and a shot, I don't think is what he's after.
Galen Craig will check back in as he replaces Zach Flowers. Inbound pass goes to Chipman. Back to Phillips, who will bring into the front court. It's like almost a 1-3-1 for Mount Tom.
Yeah, it's that same little matchup amoeba zone that we've ran for a lot of years past.
Flowers' three-pointer misses everything, and the rebound's controlled by Corp. Back comes Mount Tom to try to extend their lead. Right now they're up by one. Gilbert has the ball knocked away, and it's going to be a steal for Echols, and they're going to call timeout to avoid a turnover. So we'll take it with them. 1:22 left to play in the first half. It is Mount Tom leading Paragould 25-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. It is Paragould's ball with 1:22. Let's play in the first half as Mountain Holmes up 25-24 in this one. I tell you what, just a hard fought game so far.
Yeah, it is. Coming back to taking care of business because that's what Mountain Holmes doing on the board so far. 18 rebounds for Mountain Home, 13 for Paragould.
So it is Craig coming into the front court for the Rams. He'll throw it to Phillips. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer, and he gets it.
Dang, that was a deep one.
It was. Corbin Phillips with 5 on the day. Our fourth lead change as Paragould's up 27-25. 107 left to play in the half. And back the other way, Ethan Rosa gets the ball in the paint. He gets the layup good, and we're tied. That was quick for Mountain Home. Rosa with his first 2 points. Ball back the other way. Here is Craig Cohn pulling up for the three. No good. And it'll be a foul. It looks like they're going to get Mountain Home on the rebound.
I think they're going to get it. Let's see. Looks like Echols went up high, pointed that ball, and looks like they're going to get zero.
Yeah, Jackson Corp. That's his third. And so he's going to come out of the game. And so Corbett's going to check out of the game as he is replaced. Let's see.
We got a foul
now
here.
Foul's going to be called. Another foul against Mount Holmes.
So they get Blaine Tate on that.
Gavin Godwin is who was checked in. That was Blaine Tate's first personal foul. That's the third foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. Phillips loses the handle of the inbound pass, but he's able to chase it down to avoid a turnover. And now Perigal doesn't avoid a turnover. As Blaine Tate gets a steal, but now the Ethan Rosa will turn it right back over.
Yeah,
Rosa's
a little got sloppy too quick. Right now. Yeah, Rosa got too quick. Blaine hit Rosa down there, and Rosa caught it and didn't know what to do with it. Tried to pass it back, and Perigal was right there.
Here is Eric Coles. He has his pocket picked by Tate, and he has the ball knocked away, but Gilbert's there to pick it up and avoid a turnover. Gilbert into the toward the free throw line. Over to Tate on the left side. Tate's going to dribble into the paint, going up for the leaner. No good. And the rebound is knocked around, chased down by Hodges.
See, this is where Blaine's at his best, when he's able to come in, get steals, kind of make things happen. Almost got the little floater there on that end for the Bombers.
8 seconds left in the half. We're tied up right now. Perigal's going to try to change that before the end of the half. Ball goes up top to Phillips. He's going to try to get the shot off to beat the buzzer. Well short, and we have come to the end of the first half.
I don't know if he knew that the clock was about to end up right there on him.
Well, Phillips realized it, and so he tried to throw up that's a prayer right. Real quick. So that's going to be the end of the first half. We'll come back and start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home and Perigold knotted up at 27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.